Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! That's what I feel like doing this month. What's going on? It's your boy number two here. This is the Power Hour with Vanessa Denise. I'm kind of going through some things, but hey, you know, you go through some things to get where you're going. So say hi, what's going on to the people, Miss Lady?
Hello, sweets. How are you?
You call them sweets. They sweet. I like that. That's
yeah.
What's up. Everybody in the sweet. Though. Some people is just fucking sour.
You're going through it.
Yeah, man, I'm going through some things. And don't nobody understand me, man. But no, that's some shit. That's going to be some shit. Fuck it. It is what it do. But no, this is another Saturday. We're having fun. It is what it's going to be. We got 58 minutes to get to the point, and that's what we're going to do. So today's topic of the show is confidence. Confidence, confidence, confidence. Have it, got it. Is it such thing as people having too much of it? Some people, is a little bit too confident with the things that they wear. That's a fashion thing, but it is what it do. Confidence. Are you a confident woman, Miss Lady?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no reason not to be.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Confidence is a dope-ass thing, man. Confidence, like, make you feel sexy, look sexy. It's just something about confidence. If you don't got confidence, you can be the best-dressed, best-looking person. You still can look ugly. You know, confidence is definitely
what's
up.
That's true. Do you have confidence?
I'm me. Look at me. Look at me! Of course not. I'm like one of the most confident people in the world because I know I was born ugly, but it's cool. Like, I ain't get to look like my mama like everybody else, so I had to look like my daddy. My daddy, he's not ugly, but he's ugly. So it worked for me. It don't really bother me. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence. So it works for me. I've never had a problem with it. I've never had confidence issues. I can, you know, talk to people, stand up in front of crowds, talk. I've got all kind of confidence. I'm overwhelmed with confidence.
That's a great quality.
It definitely does. I'm confident that I'm going to have the fucking best night of my fucking night tonight after this morning. I had the worst fucking morning in the history of mornings, but I guarantee I'm confident that my night is going to be all the fuck song. How was your morning, Miss Lady?
It's great. My morning was pretty spiffy. Woke up. I'm unemployed. I'm awesome.
Look, man.
So, I'm awesome. I'm doing great.
Don't give a fucking second. Food stamps has been cut. She got it. She's jobless. I'm femaleless. We kicking it. This is how we rocking, man. This is that new shit. This that start over shit, man. That's what's up.
Wait. What did you say? You're femaleless. Kicking it.
Yeah, what? I don't know what the hell you talking about. I said I'm femaleless. I said I was trying to use the less type shit.
Oh, okay.
You know how that shit work, man. Basically meaning it's free throw. That's my new favorite word, free throw, meaning I'm free. It's easy. I'm good. Life is good. Sometimes you devote yourself to shit that ain't supposed to be devoted to. You're like, man, like jobs, all kind of shit. You put yourself into it, and you're like, man, this ain't... Man, wasting my motherfucking time, man. I ain't got time for this shit.
I agree with that. I went through that recently.
Yeah, man. So it's like, man, do something else, man. I'm confident that things going to grow. You know, situations come, things go around. Like, I'm glad, like, I'm like, for real, the one thing I see, like, I'm glad this shit happened now instead of, like, January and shit. Like, I got some shit that I got to go through. But, you know, it's the things that we go through that make us stronger, man. You know, my people, I've put in place a circle of people that I can really trust and that I'm get. So I'm confident that everything is going to go right. But is it a such thing as too much confidence?
I believe so. Absolutely. You know? Because people are overly confident sometimes with what they have on, knowing that unfortunately you may not have the body for it, or you may have too much body for it.
Man, I swear. That's what I've been talking about. But you know what though? It ain't always about like some shit like chicks with fat asses, like chicks who they think they like. I hate chicks with like who think they can just wear leggings every day. Like I hate leggings.
Oh,
like
no, that's not a pant.
Yeah, like they traded in leggings like for pants. Like, what the fuck happened to jeans, man? Denim. Like, I'm surprised denim companies ain't went bankrupt. These hoes done saved a lot of money by switching to leggings. For real, no bull. Like, and it ain't even like, and then they think it's cool because they get these names on them, like, oh, these are Gucci leggings. Like, that motherfuckers are still leggings. If a motherfucker, listen, man, shout out to all the companies that's putting their name, brand, stamp on leggings and getting over. Because if you paying $150, $120 for leggings, you's a fucking idiot. You're stupid. That's stupid. That's like me paying $100 for socks. Like, I'm not doing that shit either. That's dumb, man. I can go to Walmart and get a big ass pack of socks for like $8. I'm not paying. That's stupid. I don't know. Like,
leggings aren't pants, so I don't understand it.
Yeah,
I don't. Man, you'll never catch me in any leggings.
Yeah, that shit crazy. It ain't nothing wrong with, like, no, I don't have a problem with leggings. Like, leggings is comfortable. Like jogging pants, like, male, like, you know, you just throw on some jogging pants, it's cool. You just not feel like right.
No.
Every fucking day with everything and every, no, bitch, put on some pants.
No, I'm sorry. You'll never catch me in leggings. I'll never go to the gym in leggings. I just don't think it's cute. Not at all.
I'm not a fan. I'm glad the decline in, I'm scared to say it because I'm scared if I say it, people are going to remember them. Like, I've been seeing a decline in lace fronts. Like, for real, I can't stand lace fronts, man. Lace fronts, confident, man. That's a confidence no-no. I understand. That shit looks stupid. Leggings, oh, man, oh, my God. Listen, man. Leggings, lace fronts, all that shit is, listen, man. That shit ain't for everybody. Lace fronts ain't for nobody. I'm just keeping it real. That shit look real fucking bad. It's not a what's up thing to do. So you glad everybody confident, but you ain't looking too good. I don't know how you tell. Like, I remember my, oh my God, man, I gotta admit to this shit, man. My mama had a lace front one. Oh my God. I don't know what the fuck my mama is 50, man. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking, but man, mom's had a lace. I hated that. Like, she know I hate. Like, I hated it. Like, ugh. Like, man, I hated it. Like, no, I was mad. I wanted to like put her in a headlock and snatch that motherfucker off. I gotta admit, though, I always said I admit it. I seen one lace front that looked it straight, like not Beyonce type shit. You know, they pay, but one lace front, and it's like, I don't want to be biased or nothing like that because I still hate lace. But my cousin had a lace front, and it looked it straight, and I was like, man. And then I had to tell her, like, she was like, when she seen me coming, like, don't say nothing. And I had to admit to her, like, damn, cuz, your shit looks straight. I ain't even gonna lie to you, but take that shit off. Don't put that shit on no more.
That's funny. Even though it looked good, you said take it off. That's funny.
Yeah, man, it's a lace front, man. I was like, duh, like, duh, that shit. Man, lace fronts, man. Then they be doing tricks and shit with them, putting them in the middle of their head and pulling their real hair out and flip. They be, oh, my. Blonde lace fronts, black lace, red lace fronts, all kind of lace fronts. Man, they probably got a green lace front for them. Cut that shit out, man. That shit ain't what's up.
It's not.
I understand. Like I said, I'm glad people do got confidence because I feel like everybody should have confidence. But, you know, everything is not for everybody. Also, another thing. Look, I told you, I'm in one of those moves. Everything that ain't for everybody is fucking natural hair, afro. That shit ain't for every fucking body, man. That ain't for you, man.
Well, I think it's hairstyles for everybody because natural hair is a beautiful thing. I'm fully natural.
You didn't hear what I just said. See, now I'm about to elbow you. Your eye.
No, I heard exactly what you said.
What
I said specific.
That's what I said.
Right, no, listen. I said specific hairstyles. Everybody can have natural hair, but
no,
I won't catch me in the afro.
That shit, man. Everybody can't rock that shit. I know like three people. Like, you rock that shit in there, you can't rock that. Cut that shit out. That shit ain't for you. Get a fucking hot comb and put a hot comb to that motherfucker and do something about yourself. That shit ain't what's up. You know what I'm saying, man? Walking around looking like a bunch of fucking spiders having a meeting on your head. That shit ain't. Fuck wrong with you, man? Know the fuck I am. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That's funny. You come up with the best little anecdotes.
Man, I'm just like, for real, these motherfuckers is crazy. Like, it's a lot of shit going on. Like, that's just fuckery. Like, I don't got time for fuckery. And I get that shit out of here. You know what? We're going to go into a song before I say something and get kicked off the air. And this song's funny, man. It go along with what I'm talking about. I think he's lying. I don't agree with what the fuck you gotta say.
I can't judge, y'all. However y'all get that money, I salute you, baby. Know that.
See, I matter at magic and I don't go that often in it. Bang.
anything she can have it all. She gotta do it calm and she goes to school back day. But see at night she work at honest. You can't judge if she'll do anything to get that money. Even if she sells dope and start cooking, dancing or selling pussy, it don't matter cause you can't judge her. Even if she got four different baby daddies, what? I don't care long as she happy. What you do is your business. But when I see you out in public, I can tell that you're getting it. Them shopping sprees are dating. She remind herself by phone. And she passing all her classes, pay tuition on her own. Tell them bitches, this your song. Turn it up for the speaker's sake. I got my own everything, so we relate to each other. That money, we cuddle. Bitch, bitch, we fuck together. You got my back forever and ever. I love the fact you got your own and I salute you, girl. You don't depend on nobody. Dedicate this to your girl. I remember when I first asked for your number. You said I couldn't have it. Then I saw you in the parking lot at Magic. And it went like this. Matter at Magic and I don't go there often in it. She can have it all, she gotta do it calm. And she goes to school by day, but see at night she work her honest. You can't judge if she'll do anything to get that money. Even if she sells dope and start cooking, dancing or selling pussy, it don't matter cause you can't judge her. Even if she got four different baby daddies, what? I don't care long as she happy, ain't my business. You can't judge her. Yeah. She bitch, she come a dime a dozen. But it's hard to find a girl like that who got her own. And she don't need a nigga for nothing. But some hard dick and a shoulder to lean on. The bitch got a PhD and she living in her dream home. And she probably got like two or three phones. Call me the Messiah. How it look, she giving me a loan. Bitch, I'm the supplier. She might be flying in the Audi or could be whipping the Porsche. She got a bankroll in her purse bigger than yours. And her car no paid for. House no paid on. And she ain't graduated. So scripting that magic made her. And if I need it, she go get that for me. I can't judge you, girl, get that money. See, I met her at Magic and I don't go there often in it. Thing she can have it all, she gotta do it calm. And she goes to school by day, but see at night she work at honest. You can't judge if she'll do anything to get that money. Even if she sells dope and start cooking, dancing or selling pussy, it don't matter cause you can't judge her. Gotta do it calm and she goes to school by day, but see at night she work at honest. You can't judge if she'll do anything to get that money.
Yeah, that was Rich Homie Quan. You can't judge her. Ha! That's a lot. Judge the fuck I want to judge. Wrong with these people. I say what the fuck I want to say. But yeah.
Ooh.
If you a hoe, you a hoe. I'm not playing that shit. I say what the fuck I want to say. But no. Real talk. Confidence is dope. Confidence is dope. Like some people kind of shy away from chicks. That's like, I guess they would call it conceited. That's just a form of confidence. Conceited women is, that's cool with me. I like a chick that's like, I guess it wouldn't be, I'm not going to say it's overconfidence. It's just knowing that you the shit. Like, that's dope. Like, you know you the shit.
I like that.
You should be the shit. The fuck you can't tell people you the shit and you know you the shit. You think I'm the shit and you say I'm the shit, but I can't say I'm the shit. That don't make no sense. Like, if you got people all the time like, ooh, you're so cute, you're so, but if you say it, then it's a problem. That don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah, that irritates me because my picture of me is my favorite. It's my favorite picture and someone told me I was conceited. No, I'm just pretty. Check that.
I'm saying, man, pretty chicks rule. Like, that's dope shit. Like, man, I fuck with a lot of chicks. Confidence is dope. Like, I fuck with that. Like, I be trying to, like, my daughter, like, she real, like, her hair is her thing. Like, she don't like people to touch her hair. And she got a thing about weave and shit. Like, I be fucking with her, like, I'm going to cut your hair off. My hair too long, daddy, because I don't want to be bald-headed. it's funny because she was like, she told her, like, she had to tell, like, I told her, like, her sister, like, man, because I was messing with her, like, man, your sister, man, I don't know what's going on. Your hair long as shit. Your sister bald-headed. She said, my sister ain't going to be bald-headed. You remember you told me I was bald-headed when I was little. My daughter, my sister going to have luxurious hair. That's her word, luxurious.
She's luxurious.
Her hair is. I'm like, okay, man, you've been watching Cat Williams or something, man. But, yeah, that's my name. She nine. She do everything right, so I let her get away with something. But, you know, confidence is a cool thing. She know not to be cruel and mean to bald-headed little kids across America.
That is hilarious.
Yeah! A little bald-headed little girl, what are you doing? Hey, shout out to all the mamas putting weave in their daughter's hair. That's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's how you breaking off that new, cute little girl's hair. It can grow long and strong.
Baby, don't be bald and a little tender love and care get you right. That's what it is for the day, man. It is. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's easy.
Confidence. Hey, shit. You can't grow it, sew it, I guess. Hey,
no,
well,
not at all.
I hate, that's enough, man. I hate sew-ins, man. I hate fucking sew. Those are the worst things ever.
I never had a sew-in. I only make my own clips. Clip it in so you can clip it back out.
That's cool. Like, I don't got, listen, like, I've learned to get over my thing about weaves, but no, sew-ins, it's not the look of it, it's the feel it. Like, I can't. You can't rub your fingers through nobody's hair with that shit. Like, man, I don't want to feel that shit. That shit bumpy and rocky. Got braids under that shit. And I can't run my fingers through that shit, man. I'm not. You done sold some shit to some shit, and then you got a stocking cap and however the fuck they do. Man, I'm not. Listen, man, how the fuck I'm supposed to get sexy with that shit on? No! Level 10. You can't get on level 10 with that shit, man. That shit ain't. That shit fuck up your mood. Like, you got to half fuck. Like, you got to half sex. Like, you ain't level 10 with nobody with no fucking whatever, sew-in. Like, I can't get on level 10 with no chick with no sew-in. Like, that shit ain't what's up.
Have you ever dated someone who was didn't have good confidence?
Did I ever date somebody that didn't have confidence? Oh. I don't know. I probably have. I done dated an insecure chick before, but like I'm one of them confidence givers. Like I'm one of them people like out and about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna give you, like, if I fuck with you, I don't be giving a fuck what nobody else thinks. So I fuck with you. So you ain't got no reason to be insecure around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got enough confidence for everybody. I think that goes bounce off to my people. Like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? You might have things that you don't really like, but, you know, I'm not going to point that out. I'll fuck with you. I'm going to make, like, you might not like your ears. I'm going to rub your ear and make that motherfucker, you know, that's, man, you like your ears. I ain't know your ear, you know, you find out your ear wasn't that, say you hate it because you always cover it up, but fuck around with me, you're going to be putting your head in ponytails because now you like your ears because they sexy. So I don't really know. I don't really try to beat chicks down. Knock their confidence down. So, like, the little things, like, I kind of focus on the things that, you know, that I feel like, you know, you can tell a chick the certain things that she don't like or she uncomfortable with. Man, I try to make motherfuckers comfortable with that, man. I got shit about myself that I'm probably not. No, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm me. Like, I don't like, I got man boobs. I don't really like my man boobs, but, hey, it is what it is. I'm a fat boy, so put tattoos on them motherfuckers and do what it do. But, yeah, man, it's just a confident thing. I'm a confidence giver. I don't try to drain people of their confidence. I like people around me that's confident people. I don't really try to date the down and beat up chick. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I ain't gonna lie. In occasions being mad, I probably said some shit, but, you know, that shit don't. If I give you 100 compliments and get mad and say one bad thing, if that fucked you up, then you was fucked up from the beginning. So,
yeah, that's true.
I don't lie to people, so I try to keep it 1,000, 1 million, 1 trillion.
So, oh, yeah. Okay, that's something new.
I don't lie. Like, I ain't lie, like, no bullshit. I know that sounds stupid. All niggas probably say, I'm pretty sure all men, women, all, I don't lie. I ain't lied. My dad been dead 11 years. I ain't died in 11 years. Like, the one thing my daddy used to always tell me, like, I got a rule, like, you can lie to the cops in courtrooms. I don't give no fuck about that. But to people, I don't lie to people. And ain't no need to lie to God because he see everything. So I don't got no reason to lie to people. God can see. God, the only person that can really, truly judge me and put me in place where I don't want to be. So I ain't got no reason to lie to nobody else. He see everything I do. So I ain't lying to nobody else. It ain't worth lying to. It'd be harsh to say that shit. Like you can't even, it's hard to say that shit to a woman or somebody you dating, but it be the truth, but you don't want to sound all harsh, so I try to shake it and not say that shit. But, like, the truth is, like, who the fuck is you to lie to? I ain't got time for that. So it get to that point where, like, I don't got time for that. I try not to lie to people. I don't lie to people. I don't bullshit people. Don't ask me nothing if you don't want to know the truth. I try to give people that warning. Like, when I first meet them, like, I'm going to be straight up with you. You know what I'm saying? If you wearing something, I don't like that shit, I'm going to tell you. I hope you don't get offended by that shit, but that shit don't look right. So.
I can believe that. My dad told me he didn't like my fishnet stocking. I kept it moving, though, because they sexy.
Yeah, see? And that's what's up. You fuck with it, you fuck with it, man. A motherfucker can't change your mind on some shit that you fuck with. If I fuck with it, I fuck with it, man.
I agree. That's why you don't like your phone.
That's why I don't like what?
You don't lock your phone.
Hell no.
As we discovered last week.
Yeah, I don't do that locking shit, man. I ain't got time for that, man. Like, motherfuckers, like, listen, man. This is the thing, like I told you, like, we had that discussion about last week, man. I hate motherfuckers who, like, see some shit and then don't want to, like, hold it. Like, that shit lame as fuck, man. Like, say what the fuck your problem. Like, motherfuckers who, I hate people in general, man. Like, because people do the dumbest shit, like, for real, like, if a tiger don't like you, he going to let you know he don't like you. He going to eat your ass alive. Don't hold nothing. Don't see no shit. Don't say you seen some shit like 2 weeks ago or a week ago or 5 days ago, and now you saying something because I'm saying something to you. That shit is lame. That's lame-ass, like, miserable-ass niggas and bitches do that shit. Like, you miserable people do that shit. It's a lot of people that's miserable with they self. Like, they don't like they self, so they try to fake like they self. But you can tell by the destructive shit they do to themselves. They don't give no fuck about themselves. There's a lot of people running around and they don't give a fuck about themselves. Like, so,
wow.
Everybody should start giving a fuck about themselves. When you start giving a fuck about yourself, you stop doing dumb shit and fucking up shit. Like, if you a chick, if you a woman that can't keep a relationship and niggas don't stay around you long, or you always long for niggas who don't really want your ass, that's because you destructive. You don't like yourself. Your confidence fucked up. You like to act like you confident, but that shit phony. Like, it's a lot of chicks like they be chasing shit that motherfuckers don't even want. Like, I don't, like, it's chicks like that, and I be trying to tell them, like, I don't fuck with you. Stop fucking with me, man. Like, I ain't, you know, you cool, but I ain't the one for you. Like, you, but the, and then you start noticing, like, they be acting like they don't really want you because they don't want to feel, they just want to be around because, you know, they don't want that time. They don't want a time to sit around with, like, it's a nigga that probably want to be with you, love you, care about you, all that shit. They don't be wanting, I don't be getting this shit, man, but, you know, you can't.
It's changing after a look.
Yeah,
chasing,
like,
after something that they think they want, but then they realize that's not for you.
Do you even notice? But I know it ain't even be look, because it be some, what, like, chicks be, man, fucking with some lame ass, bum ass, fuck ass niggas. Like, man, I hate, like, you be looking at chicks like, man, you ever dated somebody and looked at their exes like, what the fuck? You dated dog? You dated her? Like, it ain't even about look. It's just the tramp shit they do. Like, that bitch is a tramp. It ain't like, oh, that, man, that shit crazy. Or
that's
bitches
true.
Be like, yeah, that shit don't even make no sense. I ain't, that shit don't make no sense. But we're going to get into this Ray Nitty down low, lights down low, and then we'll get back at it. Walk out.
Lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. She don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low.
Past loves, and I know the game, and you hurting, girl.
You hurt, girl.
So you won't commit, and you push away, but it's worth it, girl.
Worth it, girl.
They say you too young for love. I say, what's too young for us? They scream out, no new friends. I say, watch your old ones. Them old ones be the jealous ones. They don't want to see you putting on. Put something on you so cold. Just let it all unfold. So, girl, turn them lights low and let me take control.
She don't wanna No, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low.
Patience is a virtue, so I won't leave until you get here. My love lasts like light years. In that bedroom, I'm nice, yeah. Them kisses down low, make you arch your back. I'ma kiss you down low, make you come right back. I'm the comeback kid. Look what I did. She called a man and she told a man she ain't coming home. She fell in love with that slow motion, that love cologne. She called me and she told me to come put it on.
She don't wanna No, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low.
They scream out, no new friends. I say, watch your old ones. She won't be in love, but not tonight, she on one. And I can't give you all of me, the only half of you. But if you turn the lights low, we can make it do. They scream out, no new friends. I say, watch your old one.
She don't wanna No, she don't wanna let me go. And what we doing in this room right now, we can't let the neighbors see, so turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low. Turn them lights down low. Lights down low.
She's doing it herself right now, and she want to say, whatever the hell he be saying. That's my shit, man. That was Ray Nitty, Milwaukee's own, also produced by another Milwaukee native, Busy Business Boy. I almost said the man's name wrong. You can follow him actually on Twitter, Facebook. That's Business Boy, B-O-I, that is Business, B-I-Z-N-E-S-S. Great producer. Actually lived on a block with Dog. Cool-ass dude. Had to beat him up and shit, but he was a cool-ass dude.
That's funny. I've always wanted to hear that song.
Yeah, that's the shit, man. That song is dope. I fuck with that shit. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So, yeah, once again, this is the Power Hour. I'm your boy, number two. I can't be number one. I'm a fucking daddy son. And we chilling. We rocking. Vanessa Denise.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world? It's a beautiful world when you're around.
So, it is, actually.
It definitely is a beautiful world. I felt like I needed to tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much. You're just telling the truth. We like that.
That's Vanessa love. Vanessa Denise, for all the listeners, please send her a lot of friend requests and then hit her up in her inbox like, yeah, you know, you're so beautiful. I just want to take you out.
We do free food. We like that. Free food.
Free food? Yeah, free food is the shit. Hey, I told you ain't shit free. If you take her out, I need food. Now, I don't want the leftovers. You got to order me something, put it in a bag, give it to her, and then she'll give it to me. That's how we rocking.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Teamwork, power hour. So I'm just letting y'all know, we go out. Chicks, y'all got to take me out from now on. That's what it is.
It's a twofer. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Two for one.
My name, two numbers. Hey, like me and my niggas, like we, you know, when like we started like the Two Things gang, like we was two everything. Like we just like this is like when people didn't know who Two Chainz was, they didn't know he was the same person. from the Duffel Bag Boys. So we was like, we stole that shit because we was already doing it, so it was cooler for us to do it. So we all just came up with names. So shout out to my, let me see if I can remember all the names. So shout out to my nigga. It's two cups, two bottles, two shoes, two fangs. Oh, I gotta remember. Two. Did I say $2 already? Nigga, two
no.
Bucks. Two bitches. That was my name. My name is Two Bitches. Of course, that's two, baby. Two bitches. For real, that was my that was my lifestyle. I had like two girlfriends at all times.
Why?
They knew me about each other, but like two bitches. So that was my name. And I had a thing for threesome. So two bitches is what it is, man. So shout out to my niggas, man. Two of everything. Every time we win the club, we bought two of everything. Two Hennessy's, two Remy's, two Ciroc's, two cheap things. Two, man, when we go to the store, we get two bottles. Shout out to my nigga, two bottles.
That's how we rock. I'm going to have to go out with you all now.
Man, we are, like, listen, man. Shout out to the one. Like, we fuck with the one. Like, this is free promotion. We turned that bitch. Like, we was going to that motherfucker when wasn't nobody going in there, like, from day motherfucking one. Like, we was in that bitch every day. Like, we went from Applebee's downtown. Shout out to Applebee's. We was in that motherfucker. I can't tell you how we was in there, right, man. Like, the waiters love me. I used to tip all the waitresses. Like, if they was new, $50. They was showing us love. We was in there every night, man. Yeah, like, man, you know, waitressing is a hell of a job. So, I tipped everybody.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so.
That was my preview. Well, no, it wasn't. I've done that before, but tips are awesome.
Yeah, so I fucked with everybody, man. It is what it do. So I always tip. Like, we was in that mode. And, like, my guys is my guys. Like, my niggas is my niggas. That's the one thing I missed in life. So we're going to get that shit back together ASAP. That was my thing. Like, me and my niggas, man, they're my guy. We do the flyest shit. We the flyest niggas in the world. Like, we ain't the richest.
There we go. I like that confidence.
No, for real, it's not a rich thing. It's not a dress thing. We just real at, like, it's just it's hard to get a large group of niggas together that's just real 100% niggas. All my niggas who got kids, they take care of their kids. You know what I'm saying? We turn up in our own way. Like, we don't, like, we be chilling, man. We be doing our own thing. Like, we make parties. Like, we go somewhere, it's just us. Motherfuckers want to fuck with us. We been, you know, what's the shit niggas doing now? My nigga Mug. Like, we used to have this van called, he had a van, we called that motherfucker the G14. Man, we was like celebrities hopping out that motherfucker. We used to be deep as hell hopping out that motherfucker. Like, we was, you know, we was young. Like, I was 22, man. This shit been going on for 7 years. So, like, man, I was 22, 21. And we had some young cats with us, 18, 17, man. And my nigga's like, my nigga was like OG status. Like, he the only nigga that's like not family and shit that I respected. So he used to like, man, I ain't, listen, we going to the club. You niggas know y'all ain't old enough. Y'all can't get in. Y'all sitting in the bed. I don't get no fuck type shit. But I was like,
oh, what?
I was like, man, I'm finna get these niggas in. I felt like, I had to show my man. So it was always cool, man. It was dope ass shit. So shout out to my, you know, I called my day one niggas I clicked with from day one. They been my niggas. So my day one niggas, man. Fucking around with my niggas. You got, like, do you hang around a lot of group of chicks?
No, I don't. No, not at all. It's mainly me and one other person. My BM, my road dog, Monet. That's no, almost shit. Every day.
Did you just say your BM, man? Come on now.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to let that slide, man. We ain't going to hit you with the ratchet. I hate that, but it is what it is. Y'all cool. It is what it is. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Chicks kicking with us too, man. Chicks like kicking it with us because we real 100 niggas. Like, and first of all, we ain't like thirsty. Like, we ain't niggas who thirsty. Like, bitches like us, so we don't be on that. Every chick that comes kicking with us, everybody trying to hit. Like, we don't be on that. We smooth ass players. Like, all my niggas. We smooth ass players. Like, everybody do their own thing. Niggas who got girls, this respectful thing. We all respect each other, man. We just want to live high society life, man. Let's get high, let's get drunk. That's what we do. We ain't fucking with nobody. Please don't fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't on that. We ain't out looking for drama. I'm the loud one. everybody's
that's my question.
Everybody's a man.
That sounds like fun. I said that sounds like fun.
Yeah, man. So this weekend we turning. It's Saturday. I'm turning up today, man. Yeah, that's what I'm on. But yeah, man, you know. I'm on phase two, man. I'm on straight phase. Hell yeah, phase two, man. I don't like, for real, like, I'm calmer and cooler now. Like, I was a real, like, mean person. Like, I don't mean to say that I don't fuck up and make mistakes, but shit, we all do. But don't do frivolous, goofy-ass shit to piss me off. Like, I ain't the person to piss off. Just leave me the fuck alone. If you leave me be, I'll leave you a be. You know what I'm saying? But if you act a fool, I'm going to act fool to the 10th degree.
Ooh.
Like, for real. You do bullshit, I'm going to do boom. I'm, man. Like Nicki Minaj say, you the best, I'm the bestest, for real. I'm bullshittest, whatever the fuck you make up a word for that. So that's me. You can also check us out on, what's that? Let's see. I can't think. Twitter. DZAM Online. That's our Twitter. DEZAMONI. Why the fuck do I keep spelling this wrong? I don't know why I keep spelling, like, I've been spelling this shit wrong since yesterday, but it's DEZAMONLINE. There we go. I put
there
it on. Yeah, something like that, some shit like that. It is what it is. We'll get it right maybe next week. Yeah, so what do you have planned for this week?
This week, I'm going to go to sleep.
Sleep? Oh, there my go. God. Sleep.
There we go. Yeah. Nothing too out there. Some sleep finally. Now that you know, I'm underemployed.
You deserve it. Hey, for real, no bullshit. Write this and take this down. You can have it if you want to. But talented people are never unemployed.
You always
can do something. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm in a situation with situations, and you know what I'm saying. I chose to make a call and do certain things, but I guarantee I'm a make a plan. What's today? 12:00. I'm gonna make $600 as soon as I get where I'm getting legally $600. Don't call nobody on me. It's legal. I'm gonna make $600.
Let's go together.
Before, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I love my city. That's the one thing I love about Milwaukee. You can't hold me down. I bump my head and get going, and that's why I'm actually coming to visit. I gotta come to Milwaukee and fuck around. I gotta get money. My people fuck with me, like phone calls, inboxes. Man, I need this. I need you to do this. All legal shit. So I love money. I'm gonna do that shit, man. I'm gonna get that shit done for you ASAP right away, and I'm gonna do it the right way. So fuck with me. I like to shout out my granddad. He taught me how to do so much shit. Shout out to my mom and dad for naturally teach, like, giving me ability to do shit. God, you know, of course, but it come through them. But, yeah, my granddad taught me how to do so much shit. Like, I got so many talents, so many trades. And my granddad taught me that shit when I was young. Like, I knew how to paint at 10. Like,
that's a good quality.
So, yeah, man, I've always been a hustler, man. I've never let myself sit back and I don't depend on people. I've never been a person who could really depend on people anyway. Like, I've never been able to do every person that I've depended on or planned on depending on, they bullshit. So, always, like, man, I always make a plan behind them. Like, okay, I trust you, but I don't trust you. I got a plan mm-hmm. behind that. So I never let myself slip. Like, it's sometimes where I put myself through struggle and I got $3,000 sitting somewhere because I'm preparing for the bullshit to come. I'd rather make new money. That old money got to sit in case some bullshit happen. I don't want bullshit to happen. I don't plot for bullshit to happen, but I am pessimistic. I be knowing shit going to happen. I don't like to get into the religious realm, but when I know something, I know some shit, and that shit be 100. Like, I know when a motherfucker lying, I know when a motherfucker being fake, phony, all kind of act bullshit, so you can't run that shit past me. So whatever that may be, me just being curious of people and not trusting people, or God just letting me know and giving me the ability to see motherfuckers I need to get out of my life. So, like, it's sometimes you're like, okay, it hurt, or damn, that's my nigga. Like, damn, I can't believe my nigga did me like that. Or damn, fam, he talking bad about me. Or this bitch, like, damn, right, you be talking bad about me, but you still be in my inbox or still trying to call my phone. But you be like, come on, man, like, get the fuck out of my face, man. I ain't with none of that shit, man. I'm a
that's
different type
great.
Of person. You know, shout out to my family, man. My family, you know, all of my family. I got a lot of cousins, a lot of
people. Yeah.
We like to hang out and kick it, so that's what I'm trying to get into. Thanksgiving coming. I want to do more stuff. I like, for real, like, more family shit, like, besides Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving type shit. Like, shit that ain't really got nothing to do with holidays, just us getting together and hanging out. And my mama do that. She barbecue and kick it a lot, but I can't really kick it with my mama. She be tripping. I can. My mama be tripping, man. Like, I'm a person, I invite you to my house and I cook a bunch of shit. I want that shit gone. My mama the type of person be want to, she want to regulate that shit. She be want to, like, she ain't even going to eat that shit. Like, we don't even like leftovers. And I got that shit from her. We don't really eat leftovers. Like, Thanksgiving shit like that that's better the next day, like spaghetti and, you know, dressing type shit. But most leftovers, we don't eat that shit. She just let that shit sit out. She like, we done got into it a couple times. Like, Mom, stop being fucking petty.
That's funny. That is funny. Family things are fun. We're having a family event tomorrow, actually. For my aunt's birthday. Okay.
I'm coming.
Oh, we're going to cook so good.
I'm coming. I'm dead serious. You think I'm playing. I'm dead serious. I'm coming.
Okay, and I say, okay.
My nigga. So I'm eating good. That's what it is.
Oh, definitely.
So tell your family two coming, and I need two plates, two sodas.
Two cups, two bottles.
Yeah! And then after you do that, I can take you to my life, and we can go hang out with we can actually do that tonight. Actually, I should be if I get everything settled in Chicago, we can get that ordered, get that in motion tonight, because I need.
Ooh,
man.
You don't want to tell me that. I will get real cute real soon.
Yeah. Okay, man. This is the guys' flea. We gonna get into it. This is my new favorite dance music. My new favorite dance is bopping. I'm actually gonna get up and do this shit because this is my shit. So. This is Chicago's own The Guys with Flea.
Hey, the guys. Y'all always say. With the guys. Take off. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always say. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always say. We some young niggas that got it. You niggas frame like Sinbad, got a grown bitch, she been bad, in a lemon jet, we poppin' tags, but I ain't tryna brag. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always sleep. I'll walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always sleep. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Yeah, walk around with my dogs parking up all the time stores. I remember couldn't go shopping, used to be rolling on the more. While your man be whipping up beef and don't get confused and kick a door. And butter popping, you taking off, fucking up the dance floor. Got a sack on me, true religion, double G. My homie keep, he shaking shit, say something wrong to me. I'm always pleased, yeah, you check my IG. Yeah, I got a name, I'm selling weed, I'm smelly LP. All he wants to hold is my ass fat. You bring him on and get cracked. I fuck it off cause I get it back. And I'm always with the guys. I never lag, got big racks. And them big racks get my pants sagging. I been cash and I'm smoking ass. And I'm always hella fly. Yeah, I walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always sleep. I walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always sleep. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it, we some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it, we some young niggas that got it. Huh?
So yeah, that's my shit. Like, that's my song. Like, that's my shit. I actually be doing that dance and shit. I be sitting in the chair doing that shit. That shit be super dope. That's why it's playing in the background. We're gonna play that shit in the background.
Is this the dance where they you go on the ground a little bit?
man. Yeah, they be doing all kind of shit, man. It's like crazy.
Okay.
It's dope, man. That's my shit, man.
Yeah, I'm watching it too.
Yeah, the shit. That's some shit. Like, that's some young nigga shit, but it feels, it's like an exercise. They can make an exercise tape.
I see.
I was the cat that used to come to parties and perk and shit, so like, for real, that was my shit, man.
That was it. That's nice.
Yeah, that was a party starter. Like, motherfuckers used to like when I come to the party, because I'm, man, like, motherfuckers be sitting around, I ain't with that shit. I was the dude getting caught in the middle of the dance floor kissing random chicks. That was me. Like, I don't even know this chick. I've been kissing her for like 40 minutes, and I didn't even notice that everybody in the party still watching. Yeah, that shit actually happened. Shout out to my auntie Cindy for throwing the best basement party ever.
That's crazy. Kissing for 40 minutes.
Man, like, for real, long-ass make-out sessions and shit. Like, I was really the nigga who did that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't like a lot of you need to be lying, man. I used to kiss all chicks. Like, I used to kiss every chick I fucked with. I'm surprised I didn't have a bunch of cold sores. My mouth didn't fall off or some shit, man. But they was always, like, clean. Well, I thought they was clean. I ain't fuck with the ratchet bitches. I like, try to fuck with the chicks that was shy and shit, but they was really freaky as fuck. But they ain't wanna let you know.
They to cover it.
Yeah! Free Gucci, man. Shouts out to Gucci, man. I still, you know, Gucci, my nigga. I fuck with Gucci. So, shout out to Gucci. For real, man. Shout out to Gucci. Definitely shout out to Gucci, man. Free all the guys that's locked up, man. My dude should be coming home next year, man. He been in jail 10 years. So, shout out to Jarvis, man. Free Jab. Been a long time coming, man. Hopefully my boy be home next year. That'll make the 11th year out of the 11 years you had to do in time. So, man, see you soon, man. You know, we got something for you when you come home. So we definitely be straight, real shit from a real guy. I know I didn't write you too much. I ain't write you at all. Like, I don't do writing dudes in jail, so I don't really get mad when dudes don't write me when I'm locked up or something like that. But, you know, you'll be straight when you come home. I guarantee that. I told you that a long time ago, so we good on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what makes you confident?
What makes me confident?
From your ability, or is it just from everything?
Long dick? No. No. shit, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know. Like, being around, growing up around confident people, I guess, you know what I'm saying? I had, like, confident relatives. Like, the few uncles I had, like, my uncle died when I was young. He was, like, 6, but he was a real confident, swaggerific type dude. My mama real confident and cocky. Her swag is on 1 million. My stepdad a real smooth-ass dude. My granddaddy a real smooth-ass dude. My grandma is the shit, man. My grandma is like A1. Like, I love my grandma to death. Like, she inspiration for a lot of things, man. Especially as a black woman growing up when she grew up and being successful and doing her things. Like, you don't get to see a lot of black people retire type shit. Like, my granddad and my grandma, like, that's some dope shit. They've been married a long ass time. They've been married since before I was born. I don't even know how long they've been married, but I'm 29, so at least 29 years. Like, it's just real dope to see that, and they actually retired from their jobs together. So that's dope ass shit. So now they do dope ass shit together, going dope ass trips, and you know, everything ain't always easy, but they make it look easy. You know, even when I'm pretty sure they have issues, they do what they got to do and get through it, and they do that shit together. So shout out to everybody who got a family member, everybody who seen relationships grow and bud as people that really do what they got to do. That's what's up. I come from that. You know what I'm saying? Together forever. Like, my mama, like, it's random. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was meant to be a special kid. Like, you know, I'm always different. My mama and dad was married before they had me. So I was born into marriage. I was sent to suburban schools. So I was around all kind of people young. I seen racism, little racist-ass kids coming to school, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't ever bother me. I just figured, like, these people idiots because I got white teachers that's teaching me and that care about me and shit. So these people ain't, you know what I'm saying? So I seen a lot of shit outside the hood. I was always to do other shit. Like, we took field trips canoeing. Like, I like shit like that. I like the water. Different shit. You get different experiences. That's why I try to have my kids do different shit. That's why I keep them out of, like, public schools. They go to private schools and different schools like that. So they, you know, get different experiences, man. You got to get different experiences in life. It'll help you grow up to do other shit. Like, my art class was more than art class. The people I, you know, shit like that, drawing competitions with people. It was a cool life, man. I had a cool life. It wasn't easy. You know, I went through a lot of shit, a lot of struggles. But my confidence comes from a lot of things. My confidence comes from sleeping in abandoned buildings, sleeping in cars, being homeless. Oh, man, from people chasing me down the street, from being a badass kid, getting out of situations, to having to do what I had to do, to going, and, you know, you find shit you can do that you never thought you could do. Like, man, after my brother got killed, like, it's my cousin, but to me, he's a brother. That's why I always say brother, but he is my blood cousin. So It's just, you know, going in the studio and seeing his blood and being in there, and I never thought I'd be able to do no shit like that, get over that shit. Like, we was 11 months apart. So, you know, I draw inspiration from a lot of shit. Always been good talking, always been a straightforward person, so... I don't know. I try shit and succeed, so that's where a lot of my confidence comes from. I was good at a lot of things, and even if I was bad at it, I made the shit look good at me being bad. So that's a
whole
thing. Yeah, it's a whole. It comes from my environment, man. My environment was confident. Where do you draw your confidence from besides looking in the mirror?
Yeah, I think. Well, as far as family, my parents married, still married. I never lived, quote unquote, in the hood. I did Girl Scout, those type of things that, you know, as you did say, I was involved in different things. So now being older, being a full figure female, so then you have that whole, she said, all this, yeah, but I'm pretty, thank you. And then you keep yourself together, all of that just, and plus, I just feel good. I'm happy. When you're happy, I think most times when you're happy, you exude confidence. And so it comes naturally. So that's where I am.
That's what's up, everybody. Find your confidence and wear that shit, man. Like, don't let a motherfucker drag you down. Even like motherfuckers is bloodsuckers. Like, there's some people that just, they just natural bloodsuckers. They like being depressed. I can't stand around motherfuckers like that. Like, I get, right. When you around that make you want to do that. Like I said, I'm a times 10 person. Like, I'm a 10. Like, that's my scale for everything. I don't break the scale. That is what the scale is. Like, I'm a 10. But, like, so anything you do to me, I'm going to do it times 10. I ain't going to lie. Or God going to get you back times 10. I think I'm one of his favorite. He like me a lot. I know. he do. He like me a lot. I talk to him a lot. Like, I probably talk to God more than, like, man, people probably see me walking down the street, like, I be making, like, man, that's just me. I'm either talking to God or rapping or coming up with a plan. I don't mind talking to myself, moving my lips, and you seeing it. Because I done got a few stares, and they be like, I look right at them and keep talking. They be like, man, this nigga really crushed. Like, he ain't even got the fat. You know how people, when you caught doing something, you stop doing the shit? Like, he ain't even got that. Like, I keep going. Man, fuck, I'm finished my conversation. I like, fuck up a plan or some shit.
That's
ain't finna
dirty.
Fuck up my, lose my train of thought because you looking at me, move my mouth, and you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's 2013. I got a microchip in my mouth. I'm on the phone.
Right.
But no. So that's confidence. Confidence is something we all should have, man. But, yeah, it's not even overconfidence. I don't believe in over. But some people just, like, you just be confident that you look good in certain things. And that shit don't be fire. Shouts out to those bad friends. Shout out to the bad friends that don't tell their friends they look bogus.
Oh, that's bogus.
You're really
but then
bad.
Sometimes
fucking.
It's a clique of them looking horrible.
Well, you know,
that's
when they all.
Bad.
Have you ever seen a clique of bad, but like really bad looking chicks? And then it's one that thinks she don't look bad, but she know the other ones look bad. She be trying to point that shit out, like, damn, you don't know you look bad, too? Like, man, she be trying to crop her friends out the picture and shit because they look bad.
That's funny.
You're the problem, too, Miss Lady. You're definitely not looking too well yourself. You're not, yeah, you guys are bad. Shout out to Q. Shouts out to Q, My Chick Bad. That's my. I like the video. That shit was a dope video. It was kind of different concept. So shout out to Q in the I Got a Bad Chick video. So I fuck with that. Shout out to KB from HipHopEnd.com. That's HipHopEnd. The letter N, the letter D.com. Check that out. All the indie artists. Now you know why it's called ND for indie, independent. Artists, music, and you know, check people out. If you got money, you might want to sign somebody. A lot of talent on there, Milwaukee, Chicago, everywhere. So check that out. That's a good thing, bro, over there doing. Once again, this is DZAM Online. This is the Power Hour. I am number two. She is Vanessa Denise. We wind it down in time, but it's been fun. Anything else you got to say to the people before we gotta get out of here and go do what we gotta do?
I just thank you for tuning in each Saturday. I enjoy it. I'm having fun. I do thank you for letting me be a part of this. This is really fun.
Thank you for making my dreams come true. Yeah. So I told you when I had the idea for the show, like, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to fuck with her. Like, I used, like, Theo Stats and, like, okay, I think she'll be dope. I don't even know her, but I think it'll be dope. But this is my new homie. Like, we're going to be kicking it, and I'm coming to get something to eat tomorrow. So we definitely, we're going to be family. This is my friend. This is my homie and all that type of other shit. Don't worry about nothing else. Get out of my business. get out of my fucking business.
That's funny.
Yeah. What? What's funny?
I tell you all the time, you're awesome. You're funny.
You low key hear me play my song in the background?
Yes, I can.
That's why I did. When we get off the air, I'm gonna do a video, man. I'm gonna do a boxing video.
Wait, weren't you supposed to sing today?
I was supposed to sing. What you want me to sing?
Something Whitney Houston-ish.
Man, I ain't fucking
and I,
we'll always love you.
But you're clapping along with it, and that makes it great.
Yeah. I was moving my head with the Stevie Wonder shit too, and I'll be getting that shit, man.
Yeah, encompass all of them.
I'm an exuberant person. I got energy. I got a lot of energy. The thing about me is I have a lot of energy. When it's good, harnessed, and good shit, like, it's cool. Like, yeah, got a lot of energy. But what pissed me off is I got a lot of energy. Like, I chase your ass down forever. No, I'm just playing. I don't do that shit no more. I never did that shit. Don't nobody call the police on me. I don't chase people down. I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy.
These things I can tell.
That pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always see. I'm walk around with that pack on me, that sack on me. Niggas be like, goddamn, y'all always see. We some young niggas that got it. Young niggas that got it.
That's my shit. Shout out to my
I was really dancing to him.
That's the shit, man. I'm telling you, man. We're going to learn that dance together. We're going to get that shit. We're going to do the DZAM Online Power Hour video. We're going to put that shit on YouTube, getting that shit. Shouts out to Lil Bro, man. Shouts out to my little brother and the whole Gutter Squad. My nigga CB the Kid. I'm fucking up. Lil B and my nigga T-Dub. The whole Gutter Squad, man. I like their movement, man. Their music. They make a lot of music. Check them out on that Piff. Is Gutter Entertainment, the Gutter Boys, man, Gutter Everything, Scoob G, CB the Kid, Lil B, T-Dub. That's my young niggas, man. I fuck with them niggas so hard. And please do not, listen, this is a warning to a city. I'm not like, listen, this is my little brother, because I'm doing this shit not for nobody else's sake, but my people, because they're my little guys, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when it is what it is, listen, be cool. Do not get into it with these little dudes. They young, cocky, got money, and they got attitudes. Leave them niggas alone, man. Just be cool. They real cool, smooth dudes, but they really look out for each other. And, you know, that's hard to find when it's a group of young cats all getting money, doing their thing, and they look out for each other, man. They positively doing their thing, making music, you know what I'm saying, doing art, putting videos together, legal money type shit, man. They doing a lot of things, man. Check them out, man. They doing their thing. So they telling us
but
we got
leave them alone.
Yeah, leave them alone, man. Don't fuck. Like, you don't want no problem with me. I'm just letting you know. I'm saying me and them might have issues because, like I said, I'm older than them. But listen, y'all can't have no issues with them. Them me, you can't have no issues with them. You can't have no issues with Vanessa Denise. You can't have no issues with nobody I fuck with. It is what it is. These am. it's definitely been fun. Another Saturday. I'm definitely smiling when I was frowning. Definitely in a cooler mode. Getting ready to make
it
a trip.
Me.
I got to do. And, you know, shouts out. We'll do this next week. I'll be in a different location. Maybe we can do the show together, man. We'll make
that
a trip.
That would be fun.
We can do the show together, man. We definitely can get that done. I got a studio. Got a place. We can definitely get that done professionally and get it proper. Salute to all the people that listen. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. I am number two, and she is Vanessa Denise, and we're out of here.